Okay, Rabbi, we begin Beis Hashem, the halachas, some of the inyonim that are negeya to wearing a yarmulke and what goes along together with that. First, I want to speak out Be'esem, the Mekor HaDvorim, where it came from, where the name came from. Some of the Poskim speak out the Meisim, we have some Gevaldige Meisim, Shehoya, beautiful Meisim. Oh. Okay, Rabbi. So Be'esem, the word Yarmulke came from Yurei Malko, right, which means the fear of a king. That's where the Makor of the name came from, Be'esem. And it's taken, if you look in the dictionary, it's taken from the Polish word Jamulka. That's Be'esem where it comes from. Right, kippah, everybody knows, is a dome. That's where we get it from, that's where the kippah comes from. And the Gemara that we're going to speak out soon is going to tell us that Be'etzim, that a person that wears a yarmulke, is yadua already, that it leads to Yerushalayim. That if a person wants to have Yerushalayim, you hear people complaining all the time, I don't have any cheshek, I don't have anything when I daven, I don't feel anything. Or Be'etzim we see there are certain skulas that are already brought down from the Gemara, and one of them is this skula. The skula of wearing a yarmulke, Be'etzem, is brought down in the Gemara, is a skula to get Yerushalayim. Now the Rambam says, in many places, that since Be'etzem we have the Shechina around ahead of us, so in Mele it's not possible for a person to uncover his head, because if he uncovers his head, it's not proper for the Shechina. The Sefer Chassidim, for example, says, and brought down in the Shulchan HaToyah, the Mina Komarna, he says over there that Be'etzem, the inyan of wearing the yarmulke, saves a person from doing averus. It's a zach choshev zach. Akadekach, the Medrash says that if a person is lazy and he does not put on his yarmulke in the proper manner, so Be'etzem he brings sickness to himself. As those who have learned the Medrash. It's azar choshuva inyan of wearing a yarmulke. We want to speak out over here, not just the nice things, the batluch of where it came from, but we want to get to the makor hadvorim of Be'etzem, like the sign says, is wearing a yarmulke. Be'etzem chiyuv, is there an obligation on every single person to wear a yarmulke? Or is it, like we said, midas chasidus, a nice thing to do? Now there's a lot enough to mean with this question, it's not just a lomda shishtikl. So we start Be'etzem from the Gemara. Where was the Makor, or the Makoris, for the Yarmulke in Shas? Where do we find such a thing? So we start with the Gemara Sanhedrin in Chof, Aleph, Omid Beis, that brings down Azrei. We know by Yerovim and Yevot, terrible Rasha, what he ended up doing, terrible things to Klal Yisrael. Oh, but the Gemara over there wants to know, what was the first thing that he did? What was the start? What was the beginning of his wishes? And the Gemara brings the Pasuk over there, the Yom Yad Bamelech, and the Gemara did different pshatim. What does that mean? What does that mean? One of the pshatim is Azrei. One of the pshatim in the Gemara is that he took off his tefillin in front of the king. Ah, what's the big deal? This is a great zach. Took his tefillin in front of the king. What's the big deal? Took Rashi claw. It's the zilzul to the Melech for a person to go bareheaded in front of the Melech. Now here we see that he wanted to chepper the Melech by having an uncovered head, so he uncovered his head, and that was ki'ilu, a zilzul to the melech. This is the Gemara brings down as one ma'amokim, ad kedekach, that the Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah says, that from here we learn, it's an issa gomor for a person to remove his tefillin in front of his Rebbe. So if a person, for example, is speaking to the Rosh Hashiva Shlita, you can't take off your tefillin, it's a zilzul mamish, you're not allowed, you're going to be uncovering your head, you're not allowed. As I pass in the Rambam. Again? Passes any Rebbe. It's a shayla where the Rambam says Rebbe Mover, does he mean someone who learned all your Torah or taught you a mahalach in learning? Which is quite negay nowadays, but Rebbe gives you a mahalach in learning. Now, the Malbim. The Malbim wrote a Mordecai to say, a Mordecai Sefer Arutz Sachayim. Says the Malbim Azoi, that this Gemara that we just said is the Makor in Gan Shas for wearing a yarmulke. That a person is not meant to be uncovered on his head in front of the Melech. And since we know Kodesh Baruch Hu is Molei Kol Olam, Yereila, Sabada, and a person is not allowed to be uncovered. Ad Kedei Kach, Azrei Zug Dehelig Malbim. Now we know the Gemara in Shabbos, that Kuf Mem Vav, brings down over there, that if a person wants Yerush Shemayim, this is what we said in the beginning, if a person wants Yerush Shemayim, just Abadah, he should and must cover his head to get Yerush Shemayim. Now, we know it's Kvayo Dua, nowadays for sure, that a yarmulke is a symbol, is a sign of a Frum Yid. This is a double poshut. You look at someone in the street, he's wearing a yarmulke, he's a Frum Yid, this is a double poshut. Let's see some of the Mekoyus in Shas, another place in Shas that we find a yarmulke, and we'll decide for ourselves whether it's a chiyuv or maybe it's just a nice thing to do. So the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, says that it's awesome for a person to walk with his nose high in the air. But it's not gishmak. The Gemara brings over there, Rav Huna b'Rage of Yeshua, that he says that he never ever walked with an uncovered head. Why? The Shechin is above. Now Rabbi said, what does that mean? That means that he felt that he was choshev enough, I'm never going to walk uncovered. That doesn't mean that everyone in the Gemara over there used to actually cover their hair. The mashmaus in the Gemara is that he was a man who's chashivas, he was a tzaddik, so he wore a yarmulke. Over everyone else, turns out they didn't. That's one raya. Raya number two, Gemara Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches. The same person, Rav Huna b'Rage of Yeshua, says that I get a big schar. What's my schar? I never went down Adamas with my head uncovered. Now, what does that mean? That means I get a big schar because I never went down Adamas without my head uncovered. So what does that mean? Now, what does that tell you? What's the mashmois of the Gemara? The mashmois of the Gemara is that not everybody did it. Not everybody in the Gemara actually covered their head. Now, this is very hard for us to understand, right? Because all of us have these imaginary pictures of Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov. You know, my kids come home from Cheder with the gun, they come back with the strammels and bekishes already. Oh, but I don't know, in those days, who said to Maisa that they even wore a yarmulke? We have mashmoyes from the Gemara that it was a choshev thing to do. If you're a tzaddik, if you're a choshev, then an achanami. Okay, so that's the Mekoyrish in the Gemara. Comes along the Marshal, comes along the Yamshul Shloimeh, says the Yamshul Shloimeh in Achinami, Avada, a person should be wearing a yarmulke, this is not a poshut. Opposite of the Yamshul Shloimeh, it's Midas Chasidus. It's a very nice thing to do. Azoy Zug the Heidegger, Yamshul Shloimeh. The Midas Chasidus, okay. Says the Taz, in Simon Gimel, Sikot Mechess, Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom, says the Taz. What's the pshat? Danny, you just learned this today. What Chinese Taz says us, you know why? Because it used to be a mo. When a guy would go into the church, what would happen? He'd go in front of the priest, whatever he did over there, the confession, not confession, and he would uncover his head. Says the Taz, now that we know that goyim do such a thing of uncovering their head when they go into their mokum kodesh, so if a yid would do it, that's knichal in the halacha that we already learned on Thursday night, the Gabe or Bukhukai Seiro Telechu, and the Taz says it's an Issa min HaTorah. It's a lav. There's a lav in the Torah for a person not to wear his yarmulke based on the fact that goyim take off their head covering when they go in as a sign of respect.
That should be only when you
No, because once the goyim do it, so it becomes a low plug all the time.
Really?
Yeah, that's a Taz. Lav min HaTorah. Mamish min HaTorah, the Taz. Yeah, we'll see. Hello there. But we don't know. What's the nafkanina? Lemaisa, what's the nafkanina? Gans can't throw away yarmulkes. Who cares? Midu chasidus, you have to. What's the nafkanina? Rabbi Sai, three nafkaninas. Nafkanina number one. And the Marshal says this nafkanina. He says, are you allowed to cover your head with your hand? For example, a person hasn't got a yarmulke, he wants to make a bracha. Is he allowed to use his hand to cover? Zug the Marshal, so it depends. If you hold this only a midas chasidus, pshayda, so you cover with your hand. Or if you hold it to lav in the Torah, then the fact is not going to be good enough. And you actually have to use something more proper than that. That's not the meaning number one. No, how do you do? Midas chasidus. No, midas chasidus that you're meant to do it. Midas chasidus that you're meant to do it. That's when you're going to do it. Okay. It's funny, we'll get to. Nafkamina number two. What's the nafkamina number two? Says the Heiliger Malbim, the nafkamina number two is a toupee. Does a toupee work as a yarmulke? Toupee is a man wig, right? Are you allowed to or not? The shayla is a men's wig. Ever for some lolenu, we should never need it. Someone that has cancer, the answer is that. So the shayla, he says, are you allowed to use such a thing? Why? Because Be'etzem, there's a shine of Marisayan over here. Why? Because you'll see somebody beheaded. He's not going to Yarmulke. You'll say, hey, not going to Yarmulke. What's going on over here, Mr. Fletcher? Is he wearing a Yarmulke or not? He's not wearing one. So he says, hold on a minute. If you, other people. Zug the Malbin, it depends. If you learn it's the Midas Chassidus, we're not going to make it Isra Maris Ayan on the Midas Chassidus, but if you learn it's allowed in the Torah, then the brother will make a Hediger Maris Ayan on that din. Now, Gemina number 3, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Moshe says, in Shuvi, he has many Shuvis about this, the beginning of El Chaim in Ibis Moshe, and Rabbi Moshe asks for a person to go for Parnassah. He needs to get a job, and to get this job, he must not wear a yarmulke. Is he allowed to remove it or not to get the job? Says Rav Moshe, it depends on his machlokes. If you learn it from Midas Chassidus, then what? Avadu allow Midas Chassidus to get a job? Mutter! But if you learn it from Lavin the Torah, Chas v'Sholem, a person is mechuyav to give every single penny that he owns, not to be even allowed. So to get rid of your yarmulke, to get a job, if it's allowed, Zuk Hedig of Rav Moshe, then Avadu will be asked. So it depends how we paskin. So you're asking how we pass him. Oh, how? No. No one says it's a zach. So Mom is calling in this machlokes. Allah chayin me dan this machlokes. We'll see. Let's go. We're going first with the psak, how we pass him the maisa. Let's see, you want to know how we pass him? Oh, sorry. So we know this tremendous nafkaminis. How do we pass him the halacha the maisa? The Mogen Avraham. Right, Danny, you did this today. The Mogen Avraham. It seems to be says to himself. In two places. The Magen Avraham, for example, in Siman Beis, says like this, that it's a Midas Chassidus for a person never to walk less than Dalet Amos without a head covering. So that would be mashma, that more than Dalet Amos is an Ekadin. You have to. It's just Midas Chassidus less than Dalet Amos. That's one place, the Magen Avraham. In Siman Tzadik Aleph, the Magen Avraham says, Faket, about going into a shul, he wants to be mashmanista. So every machloek is over here, it's stira, shtikl in the Magen Avraham. Now Rav Moshe wants to answer the stira. Says Rav Moshe, it's not a problem. Why not? Because over here it's different. He said there's two different types of Midas Chassidus. There's a type of Midas Chassidus that became something for choshev Yerushamayim, choshev people to do. And Zim Rav Moshe, a biggie said. And this is the Maisa L'chayu, the Psak La Locha La Maisa. We'll see about the Mishtabur Paschal this way. Zug Rav Moshe, if you have something that originally started as a Yerushamayim and a Midas Chassidus, but right now it became something that Gantz Klal Yisrael has makabel upon themselves, now it's a Chiyuv Gomel. And this the Maisa, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Mashmoiz is this way, the Mishnah Brura Paschal is this way, and this the Maisa, what Roy Post can seem to be paschaling, the Zohar Kodesh says very, very scary things for people that do not cover the head, a few less than Dalet Amos, because we paschal the halacha. That even if it did start as a nice thing to do, as a Midas Chassidus, but Gantz Klal Yisrael will makabel themselves this minute, and if Klal Yisrael will makabel a minute to go against that, it's to go against minute Klal Yisrael, and everybody knows what minute spells when you go backwards. Okay. So if Taka, it's, you know what I'm talking about, right? Minute backwards, no? Oh, there you go. If Taka, it's a Yerushamayim Inyan, if it's something that a person wants to get Yerushamayim, so what is the pshat that women don't do it? If it's a Yerushamayim, women don't need Yerushamayim. So one of the tivutim that we have, the modern woman will have my kids. We're not going to do this women. But what's the to give us some mind thing to everybody? What? Could be done. We have better tivutim. If the whole thing stemmed from what Midas Chassidus of a Midas, the Midas was never makabel by a woman. It was only makabel by a man. You look, for example, the Ben Yehudah, the Ben Yehudah in Shabbos, Mama, she goes wild with the whole matzah of what the Sotan does, so a person doesn't cover his hair, and he says it only applies to a man. A Sotan will never do it to a woman, only do it to a man. Made them stomach, they weren't scared of this stuff. Which is the biggest Mizrama always used to say, that these things are to remind us, Danny, of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. A woman doesn't need reminding. A woman, but Esim is so cautious to the bonus, I'm so neat. And what? I need to wrap strings around me to remember Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What do I need it for? I've asked him, no, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I'm with Hakadosh Baruch Hu the whole day. I have my spinning, my sitter. Oh, but a man goes to work, he goes here, he goes there. See, he needs remembering. The main of that's what Rosh Hashanah is, the nafkamina between a man and a woman. Okay.
So now it's only a
mitzvah deraisa. No. It has a deraisa. What's a kambi deraisa?
So what is it? What
Chiyuv Minah, it's allowed because of Chukas Oyam Lo Telechu.
No, according to
Ramosh. No, Ramosh's answer is Pshat in the Magen Avraham. But everyone's masking to this Taz, the Magen Avraham passed it, this Taz is the Halacha. Al Titus Toys and Mechad, Och Shulchan says in many places that if you have a minig in Klal Yisrael, Al Titus Toys and Mechad, which is also the Reisa. Also the Reisa. What is the Reisa? It's a Dineda. It's a Dineda. Very stark. But not everything became the Reisa. It has his Mechadish to us over here that here's a Reisa. I feel if it started from a minig, which is a murder gazach. Why do you find such a thing? I don't know if you find it anywhere else. Oh, but here the Taz is called. Passing here is a loud min haTorah. Yeah, everyone said it started with me. We have rice in the Gemara this way. He have rice in the Gemara.
It should be the rice now, it's not to where it's
beautiful. To where what?
To where
it's the Chilas now. Chilas? No, let's not get into Chilas. It's a suffix already. No. Lav Dafka, we lost it. Because there's rice that nowadays we found. Okay, we're not getting into it right now. No, Lav Dafka, it's not part of that. That's a whole different sugya, that. Chilas is a whole different sugya. Okay. So we the Maisha are paskin like that. Now the Vavadya in the Chabadas wants to say that if you feel Taina that it's not Meikadin, over again, it's become the minig in Klal Yisrael and has very, very stark ramifications for something that became a minig in Klal Yisrael, you can't just say, no, I won't do it today. It doesn't work that way. Now, the Maisha, how are we going to answer the Gemara? Because the Gemara we said before, and the Mashmash in the Gemara was, that nobody wore yarmulkes. It was a minute of Chassidus. That was a nice thing to do. So the Masham, if it's there in Shabbos, is no. That's not Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is the Masham, is all of them wore yarmulkes. So once that Yerushalayim, I wore it, Adam is back forward. No. That was a bigger yarmulke. Or an extra covering like it has of the Masham. That's Pshat Yerushalayim. But a vastness of the Masham, everybody wore yarmulkes. This is another part of the Masham.
The Taz holds like that, and it's the
right. No, I'm talking the Taz holds like that. Wow. Taz holds because, only because it became the way in churches not to wear, Mimela we come on to it's a Doraisa. From the Gemara there's no Doraisa. From the Gemara there's no Doraisa, that's what, there's no Makarin to ask for it. And if you look in the Gemara and there's no Makarin for Doraisa as a Chinisht. The Yerushalayim we know.
Black hands down,
Black hands is a Moshe Wacher. Black hands is a Moshe Wacher.
What's
the Moshe Wacher? No,
it doesn't make
this
when it started.
Avon and Echanami, but they always wore yarmulkes. We have a
set.
So when? Avon and Echanami wore yarmulkes. I don't have a writer, he did or he didn't. But you don't have a writer from the Gemara that nobody else did. That's what the Masham is telling us. Now, the essence of Moshe Tshuva has the shaila by going to work. Is a person, when he goes to work, allowed to remove his yarmulke to get a job? He wants to get a job. How's he going to get his job? By removing his yarmulke. It says with Moshe, like this. If Lemaisa, a person needs a parnasa, and the only way to get it is to take off his yarmulke, so with Moshe, then we can be soimach on the marshal that we said originally, and say it's Midas Chassidus. Midas Chassidus, says with Moshe, is you're allowed to be soimach on for parnasa. However, says with Moshe, and this is very important, if Lemaisa, a person uses this kulas with Moshe, it's poshut and poshut, that he's vaday, whenever he has an opportunity to put on his yarmulke, he must be putting on his yarmulke. This is not a portion. Because it's only a heter when he's in work, when he's allowed, if he's got a chance on the way to work, for example, but he has to work, this is not a portion. Who, as in Ramosha says, if a person's already got a job, and he wants a better job, the value's going to be awesome. It's only to get the point awesome.
You're saying it's not the right thing.
No. He said to be soimach on the marshal, the mokim parnasa. This is a klolistic psak that we do by many things. That in a situation of shas adchak, you can be makel on the mikilim, right? So Mamenu of Moshe is telling us, if you have a parnasa massive, you can be soimach on the marshal. It's not a stira. About it, we pass can make it in the taz. But shas adchak, you make it on the marshal. Again. The mokim adchak, they want mikseik to the minig, like every other minig with shas adchak. You find this all over the paper. Shas al-Khak, you can be makel. What's Pshat? I was asking the Achmeh. Terence says that in Shas al-Khak, we were never makabal the minik. Okay, so that Lemaisa is the Indian over there. It's all mentioned about Sfardim. So Be'etzem, there is an old minik about the Sfardim that they never wear a Be'etzem. But like we saw from Rav Avadia, Rav Avadia says, claw that every Yid has to be wearing it. Be'ika adin lo'olam. Every single time he's walking, or he's sitting, or he's lying, wherever it may be. As those with Rav Avadia in that mahala. Now,
in America, a lot of them don't wear it.
There is episode minig from his father in that way, especially they're in the house, they have a kippah ready on the house. Now, what's the different halachas of wearing a yarmulke? What are the different halachas? So number one, very interesting, what's Pshat wear black yarmulkes? You look at the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, says it's anova, poshut, anova, So nice, it's a nivistic color. So maybe that's why we wear black. Very interesting. They asked once from Chaim Kanievsky, if a person is allowed to wear... The Maisa, they asked once from Chaim Kanievsky, if you're allowed to wear see-through yarmulke. If another bother, a covering with a cover, might not come in if it's see-through, not see-through. Sports. A person wants to play sports, a Gavaldi Gazah, with the yarmulke, without the yarmulke. So this Avada, I never found any, if anyone would show me, Gavaldi. Oh, but I never found in my searching, anyone that says you could be Makel when it comes to playing sports, Lamaisa, to make that. Forget, I have a letter from Rebelski, and Rebelski writes so clear, God forbid, he said, Oshana Rebelski, for any person to be Makel, because it leads to light heavenness, and it's Poshet why? Because we already brought down in the beginning, that the Esem, a person who removes his yarmulke, he has prone to Aveiros, he's prone to all sorts of illnesses, brought down in the Medrash already. So the made of a person who removes it, so Shemi Rachabo can happen to him, this Avada, there's no mocking to be Makel. What? Tie it on. No, the side.
What about it now? Let's say you're working out in a specific place.
Put it on you. I don't know what the problem is. Mabaya. Put it on. Strap it on. What's that?
You're on
it. Strap it on, no.
But it's, I guess that we're not.
Why? Okay, everybody say next.
Why didn't you show me for a white
guy? That's a meaning that they have. These are Minhagim. What? We'll get to it. Okay, back to my side. Another, because it's Shulchan Aruch.
Baseball.
Now, the Meister, what about making a bracha? This Avada Olam knows you're not allowed to make a bracha without a yarmulke. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if a person hasn't got his yarmulke, he can't take his hand to cover his head. This is another pashut. He takes either his sleeve or he asks his friend to cover his head with his hand. This is another pashut. Now, to go into a shul is an issa gomel. To go into a shul without a head covering, because it's not your hand, a goof, the Gemara says, a part of a goof can't cover another part of a goof. Now, the Maisa, with an yash of kindness, that if you have a worker, a non-fisvein again as a shul, you have a worker come in to fix the air conditioning in the shul, you should try and persuade him to wear a yarmulke. Because if he's in a mokum kodesh like a shul, just a bada, he should be the Maisa wearing a yarmulke. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Say that. Well, speak afterwards. Learning Rabbi Isai. Very negaya. Rabbi Isai, you're in the shower. You're swimming. Rabbi Isai. You're in the shower. You're in the swimming pool. Whatever it may be. Very good. 8 seconds. Hold it. Are you getting your hair cut? Are you allowed to speak Torah? Right? The guy comes in, he says, do me a favor, what was the pshat in the shir again? So you're thinking of the shir again, are you allowed to speak Torah? It's about this awesome. Without your head covered, you're not allowed to speak Torah. This is a double portion. What we'll do after this portion, we haven't got time. I've got my pages and pages here to do. Yeah. Hood is good. Okay, however, a person is allowed to say shalom even without his yarmulke on, which is a chiddush, because shalom, we know, is one of the names of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, of a person has no kavana to say Hashem's name, the Maisa is allowed to make on that matzah. Sleeping the Maisa with a yarmulke, it was asked. So Ba'etzem, the Mishnah Berurah already brings this down, Hashem the Shema Kodesh, that it's midas chassidus if a person can to sleep with his yarmulke, and it's not being to Mishnah Berurah, Hashem the Shema Kodesh, and that is on a chiv, so chashuv ezach. I know a lot of people, the Maisa that I know, that they sleep with the yarmulke on, Zah Chosh V'Zah. Now, people think, but after, what?
There's a lot of
Rishabah. Avadu, you should down the Shlokah, Zah Chosh V'Zah.
You sleep with a Manach
Yarmulke? Avadu, you can.
You're not a
Are you allowed to throw your yarmulke in the garbage after you finished? Avadu, it's Mutzah. You're allowed to throw it in the garbage? Okay, I both say, what is the size of a yarmulke? Now, I'm not going through all of the shittas. Anybody wants all the list of the shittas? I have a list of all the shittas of how big it has to be. Oh, but we're not going through that right now. What the essence is the size that a person should be wearing as a yarmulke? So, some place can hold that it's got to be done on the roiv of the head. So in the Kruger, the Stiber, the Chazanish, they want to do this way. Rav Moshe, for example, says, it has to be big enough that from whatever angle that this person is, we can see it. I'll give you a dugma, for example. It's like this. The SM, this is a bad to the best of the best, right? Here we have something that's poshut, rave of his head, and this the Meisen Halachas considered that his entire head is covered. A bit of a section over here open, section over here open. Of a Rubai Kikule tells us that rave of the head is covered. The main of the go bust the rave. Oh! However, you have to watch out. If a guy wears it like this, which means he's got it on this side of the head, so Zunda Poiskim over here is the big problem. Because over here on two sides of this guy's head, we don't see his yarmulke. This could be Mamash Ki'ilu, he's not covering his head at all, I feel he's wearing a yarmulke that size. Because if it's not seen from all situations, it could be, according to a lot of Poiskim, he's not covering his head at all. The Shaila making a bracha, Shaila learning, Shaila all sorts of things. Okay? Like this. Like this, so you can't see it. Like this, so you can't see it. Rabbi, we have to move on. We have to move on. This Rabbi say, Hoshet. Not against this yeshiva. Is a vada posel lukula yalma. Nobody, I don't believe anybody's wearing such as that. I think this is a vada posel lukula yalma. Depends which yeshiva. But that? It's too small. Meat. Could be Ruben Kikula. No, but here's the person who gives us his bottle. Bottle position. Bottle position. Okay, I'm right side. Let me get right up. Okay. Rav Avadya Yosef, Chacham Avadya, says a Merzik Yisoyt. Says Chacham Avadya like this. Says Chacham Avadya that there is no size for a yarmulke. It's not shaykh to say an exact measurement, what's good and what's not good. So Rav Avadya, so what's the pshat, yo? What's the pshat, says Rav Avadya? The pshat is, as I listen to this, it's a big yisoy this. Says Rav Avadya like this. A person has to wear a yarmulke that makes him feel like a yid. That makes him feel like a from yid. Now the ma'esem, this is a big yisoy, Rav Avadya is teaching us a tremendous yisoy. And it's mavor in many, many places, in the Shvam Ekadosh, in the Chinuch being one of them. And the Yisoyde of Rav Avadya is telling us that the Yisoyde of the Yarmulke is to make me feel from, to make me feel Jewish. That's the Yisoyde. And it's mavor in the Chinuch. I'll give you an example in a minute. Of Be'esem, a person does things, and a person dresses in a certain way, and has a direct effect on how he acts. It has a direct effect to the way he behaves. This is what Rav Avadya is teaching us. I'll give you an example. A Baal Tshuva. Think about Tshuva. You tell a Baal Tshuva, listen, whenever you feel it, then put on tefillin. It's never going to happen. What do you have to do by a Baal Tshuva? You dive in! You go put on a tefillin! And the mail it comes afterwards. Why? Zug the chinuch. That be'etzem, a person does something. He dresses in a certain way. He acts. It will immediately affect. It will go in. As the Rambam says, Abdu Moshik Achasviva. That a person does something, he immediately affects his surrounding things and he acts differently, behaves differently. The Chinuch, for example, tells us when he discusses Big Day Kahuna. So the Chinuch tells us the Kohen, what type of hat did the Kohen wear? So the Chinuch says that the hat for the Kohen was 16 amas long. 16 amas, Chazanish Shita, is 32 feet. He used to wrap it around his head. Zub the Chinuch, why? Zub the Chinuch, because every single time he moved his head, he wanted to feel it. Why? Because he wanted to be under the shibboleth of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Mimela, so the chinuch from here, the Yisoyde was saying, al-pi Chacham Avadya, that a person does something, he dresses in a certain way, he affects the way he behaves. And this, the Maisi Yisoyde, bepoiled so many times. People say, what's the difference? You wear a blue shirt, a white shirt, this yarmulke, that yarmulke, this way, the jeans, the t-shirt, all this. What's the big difference? Would it make the difference to my life? No. Says the chinuch, it does. Because when a person puts on a certain dress, it be'etzem affects him. It affects his behavior. I know someone, for example, from England, that had a chavrusa with him on the phone. He left yeshiva. He was an avreich. He went back. I used to speak to him all the time on the phone. And the maisi told me, he asked me like this, should I continue wearing my white shirt or should I put on my blue shirt? Now, this is not an Indian of blue shirt, white shirt, and I'm not passing for anybody to hear. It was a specific situation that gave to this person. I told him, keep the white shirt, because you'll feel connected. Months later, he called me, and he told me, you should know that I kept the white shirt, And it feels a different feeling. Why? Because it puts you above everybody else. It puts you separate to everybody else. Again, we're not discussing the white shirt, the blue shirt inyan. But it's an inyan of a person dressing in a certain way that be'etzem affects how he behaves. I know someone, for example, a bochan yeshiva, not this yeshiva, that decided one day, I saw the guy one day, he had these big pears behind his ears. Now, the way he dressed didn't exactly fit the pears behind the ears. So I said to him, what's pshat? Why are you doing this? He said, you know why? Because in town, you can go wherever you want. And if you go somewhere, you take off a yarmulke. Nobody knows. You're Jewish, not Jewish, from, not from. Obviously, with the payers, much harder. You're not just going to cut them off. He said he did it to stop him from doing certain things. So we see, Rabbi, it's a claw. That be'etzem, when a person does something, he dresses in a certain way. And this is the yesod of the yarmulke. It be'etzem leads a person to act in a certain way. And it's a big yesod. I heard the Maisa from a Chosef Rav in America. He tainted that when people came to him, Legabi Parnosa, and they asked him to take off their yarmulke for Parnosa, he told them, get yourself. Wait a second. You don't have to stay. Nobody has to stay. It's not mandatory. The rest of the day is mandatory. This is the only day. This is the only part of the whole day that's not mandatory. Hence, we see the Oilam, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. When a person told to do something, so he doesn't want to do it. No one's told to come. Baruch Hashem. So that Maisa, this Rav told me that he gave advice to three different people to put on a toupee, to buy themselves a toupee, dafka, kilo is a yarmulke, so they should feel that they're covering their head. And he said all of those three people had solid shadorim in learning. Love dafka one affected the other, but that's what he said. It's a very big yeshiva when a person goes out of yeshiva, he leaves yeshiva, whatever it may be. If a person dresses in a certain way, loved after the white shirt, but the etzem he dresses in a certain way, it has an effect on how he behaves. It's a tremendous effect. And it goes, by the way, flip side also. That when a person wears a yarmulke, or he wears a certain clothing, then people are looking at him. And people expect him to act in a certain way. Like the Gemara in Kedushin says. That if a person wants to do an Aveira, so the Gemara in Kedushin, what do you do? You want to do an Aveira? So the Gemara, sorry. Go to a place that nobody knows you. Put on your black clothes, nobody knows you're Jewish. And then do your Aveira. Faces over there, says actually won't do it anymore. Whatever. But you say it is. Because why? Because be'etzem, and the responsibility that a person has when he walks on the street with a white shirt, with a yarmulke, whatever it may be, hat, no nafkamina, but you have a responsibility to act differently. There was a maisa in America where there was a whole maisa with a young child over there that they accused him of stealing from an apartment. The police came, they started taking him away. And the whole of the Rabbonim were there at the time and said, hey, you've got a mistake of it. It's the Choshev Bachar and Yeshiva. It's not Shaykh. And the police wouldn't listen to the Rabbonim. And the Rabbonim were a bit upset. You know, listen to us. Give us a chance. A week later, they got a chance to meet with the head guy in the police. And they said, listen, next time there's a problem in the Jewish community, have at least a little bit of respect to listen to the rabbis. Because these people know what's going on. They'll help you out. He said, listen, why do you look like rabbis? You look the same. Just some of you don't act like rabbis. That's how they look at it. That's how they look. That's the responsibility that we have walking out on the street like a former yid for ourselves, to act differently for ourselves, and also for the other people who are watching us, who expect differently of us. If you don't want to act this way, then don't wear the yarmulke, and I think I'm wearing Kedushin. I want to end with one unbelievable maisa. One unbelievable maisa. This is a maisa shahoya. Mamash a maisa shahoya. At Be'etzem, there were a group of people studying to be judges. They wanted to be a judge. So they went through years and years of studying to get to be a judge. They went through tests, they went through all sorts of things, years. And as the years went on, the group got smaller and smaller and smaller. Until it went down to mamish four or five people. One of those people was a frum boy. Frum boy. He made it into the end, they passed the test. They had to go to the big court place in America to pick up their certificate, whatever, the hat, get the picture, gavaldi. He gets to the building over there, this bocha, a fum guy, and he starts thinking, should I wear my yarmulke? Should I not wear my yarmulke? And as he's going in upstairs, he's thinking, yarmulke, no yarmulke, I think it make a difference, not make a difference. And then he says, you know what? No yarmulke. Comes the Maisa, when they're giving out all the certificates, they don't give him a certificate. And he says, hey, why don't I get a certificate? Do you know why? Because a judge is someone that has to be very, very stark in his principles. Not someone that bends this way and that bends that way. We can't have a judge that decides one day this, one day that. He has to be strong. And we have cameras in this building. And we're watching every single person that comes in the building. And we were watching you. And we saw how unsure you were. And you ended up taking off your yarmulke in order because you weren't sure that you don't stick up to your priorities. We don't respect that. You can't be a judge. Rabbeisai, it's a dova, yodua, and it's poshut. When the goyim, when anyone sees that a frum yid, I have examples at a chasna not so long ago, where a frum guy went up to the, it was a non-frum chasna, mamish mixed dancing, Hashem Yerachim, what went on over there? I had to go for a different reason, but there was a frum guy there, from Ramot Bichemesh. He went up to the DJ, he said, do me a favor, for the next half an hour that I'm here, please, play male singers only. And the guy behind the DJ desk was some guy from Tel Aviv, you can imagine, you know, the real DJ guy. And he said, I'll try my best. And you know why? Why didn't he say, oh, you're Haredi, blah, blah, blah. You know why? Because they respect you. If you stick up for what you believe, and you show them that I be'emes believe in what it is, and I'm not embarrassed, they respect you for that. Be'ez HaShem Rabbeisai, we should be zoicha, the taka get the Yerush Shemayim that the Gemara promises for covering our heads.